Remembering Indira Bhatt. On Sunday, 10th of October 2010, about 6 p.m., Indira Bhatt, a well-known and revered devotee of Bhagavan Sri Ramana, took her last earthly breath in the arms of her son Virat in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Manganlal Bhatt, her husband, who had passed away 19 years earlier, first heard Sri Ramana's name at a Jayanti program in Bombay in 1947, but not until one day in 1952, when he devoured a handful of books about the sage, did he become totally dedicated to Bhagavan. Indira, his wife, who was devoted by nature, immediately recognized the Maharishi's divinity and joined her husband in his total devotion to the master. Ba, all the devotees called her Ba, which means mother, was an invaluable and consistent source of inspiration to devotees of Arunachala Ashrama. Her presence will be sorely missed, not just by her immediate family, but by all who knew her. Her three daughters, Chaya, Maya, Geeta, her son Virat, and many grandchildren survive her. We wish to express our sincere condolences to them all. Dennis Hartle was asked to say a few words at her funeral ceremony on 30th of October 2010. He said, "It has been one of the most fortunate experiences of my life to have known Ba, and I am sure that you all feel the same way. She stood out as a solid edifice of peace, of nobility, of kindness, love, compassion, and clear vision. I was never adequately spiritually evolved to fathom the depth of her devotion, knowledge, and surrender to Bhagavan. But I, like many others, would instantly feel the cool breeze of peace and devotion in her presence. Invariably, immediately upon seeing her, a cool, fresh breeze would wash over me. That refreshing breeze of peace emanated from the heart of her being. Ba had a natural motherly love for all. Her personal well-being was the least of her concerns. When she focused her mind outwardly, she only thought of others with genuine love and solicitude. And she always managed to bring out the best in us because her heart was so pure and she saw only what was good and noble in us, like a blemishless mirror that reflected back to us all the good and great that was within us. In all the years that I knew her, I never once heard her say an unkind word to anyone or about anyone. She was always awake to the true purpose in life, and there she fixed her whole heart and soul. Her life was a testimony to complete surrender and devotion to Bhagavan. I can never forget when she first visited the Nova Scotia Ashrama 25 years ago. Every day, for most of the day, I would see her sitting cross-legged on the living room couch, silently engaged in her japa. Never were there any discussions or distractions for her. She was so simple and pure. That picture of her sitting on the couch in that state of devotion has been permanently fixed in my mind. Ba had an endearing love for all her children and grandchildren, and I observed she had particular affection for Hennes and Chansey. Why? Simply because these two granddaughters were raised in her presence and they were totally devoted to her. She reciprocated their love and devotion unreservedly. In Ba, they found one fully anchored, abiding beneath the turbulent surface of worldly life. By daily touching base with her, they were pulled into those waters of peace and purity wherein she dwelt. Ba's departure is a great loss to us all, but that loss is far outweighed by what we gained in her company. Her presence in our midst was surely Bhagavan's gift to us. The life and teachings of Bhagavan Ramana begin and end with the experience of death by searching one pointedly within. Who is it that dies? What is death? And who am I? He discovered his true eternal being, free from death and birth. Ba was not lost in the trivialities of this life. She knew that her real being was that which lived beyond this birth and death. So she focused her attention solely on that. I sincerely pray that all of us, her children, learn from her this lesson of life and fix our heart and soul, as she had done, on that deathless self in the heart of all beings.